Welcome, soulmates. I'm Violet Lang, and this is Bold Love and Soulful Sex, a podcast on dating, relationships, lineage, and legacy for rebels of love. Here we explore radical romance, real love stories, and multidimensional intimacy. Because love isn't just about finding the one. It's about being the match for bold love in every area of life. From friendship to community, creativity to calling, ancestry to ecology. It's about creating the life of your dreams and living passionately ever after. Love is a field, one we plant with the courage to evolve. Tend that field, dear rebels, and love blooms everywhere. Let's create some magic. Welcome to Real Love Stories, a special series from Bold Love and Soulful Sex. These aren't fairy tales. They're stories of real people who stopped settling, stopped hiding, stopped abandoning themselves, and discovered what became possible when they brought their whole selves to love. Some found partnership, some saved their marriages. All of them changed their lives and realized their love story is far from over. And if you'd like to go deeper with these stories, I've created a free experience called Real Love Happens, with reflection prompts, practices, and mini dares for each episode. You can join anytime at violetlang.com/real. I'm Violet Lang, relationship alchemist and cosmic matchmaker. Let's begin. Rachel had done the work. Years of it. She knew her worth. She was connected to relationships, to her feminine, to her receptivity, and still something never quite landed because there was always a part of her that felt alone, even in love, even in connection, like she was there, but not fully. She was present, but slightly outside of herself, kind of watching, kind of floating, kind of withdrawn, and she couldn't quite name why. As we worked together, we found it. We found the root. An experience when she was 5 years old of sexual abuse. And what her body had done to survive was leave. Not physically, but energetically. And that pattern had followed her into adulthood, into love. She had learned to be safe by not having too many needs, by not asking for too much. Her vision of love was really open and really spacious, and that felt, you know, in some ways like really evolved, really spiritual, but it wasn't specific. And so what she met reflected that. You know, connections that were kind, but not quite right. Men who were good, but not like good for her. Everything was just kind of bland. So our work actually wasn't about finding a partner, even though that happened. It was about bringing her fully back into her body, into the moment, into her actual needs. Not the idea of them, not the concept of love, but the actual felt experience. And we began to uncover something really deep, which was her desire not just for love, but for a certain kind of person. She wanted someone with depth, someone with history, with a life that had shaped him. Someone who could really meet her in her truth and in her wisdom. And as she came more fully into herself, something awakened. Aliveness and even a kind of wildness, a capacity for connection, intellectually, emotionally, physically, mentally, spiritually, that hadn't been fully available before because she had been just kind of outside of her life. But now she was inhabiting it fiercely and with devotion to herself. Now, she began dating someone older. That was not what she expected. So she opened herself up to something new, something different. And it gave her something important, grounding and safety, a place to soften. And it allowed a part of her to emerge that was innocent and playful. And with the safety they created, she was able to feel untouched by what had happened before. She was able to reclaim that beautiful innocence that so many of us who have experienced childhood sexual abuse feel like we've lost. But in that relationship, even though it felt very safe, she could feel like this wasn't exactly the final place. This person just couldn't stimulate her enough with his character and his life journey and experiences and his willingness to kind of playfully call her in, call her out of her bubble that she needed. She could really feel that that relationship of safety wasn't the final place. It was a step, a necessary one, but not the full expression of what she was becoming. So she courageously let it go. And then, in the most unexpected way, she saw her beloved in the park every day, practicing Tai Chi. There was something about him, a stillness, a rawness, a truth. She could feel his humanity and his strength, and something in her recognized it. So they began talking as friends, conversations that felt real, honest, alive, and slowly it became something more. Now they actually work together at her wellness clinic. Their lives are intertwined, not just romantically, but in purpose and in service. And like all real love, it's not without its edges. They've had to navigate differences in perspective, cultural dynamics, and her commitment to anti-racism, not just as an idea, but as a lived relational practice. They've had to grow together. And what they've created is rich, alive, and grounded in truth. Her relationship is deeper than she ever thought possible. Her work is thriving. Her clinic, her patients, her life, all expanded. And that is what happens when we come all the way back into ourselves, not just in awareness, not just in our spirituality, but in the body. When we stop living just outside our own experience and allow ourselves to be fully here. Because from that place, love doesn't just meet us, it meets us somewhere deeper. It meets us in truth. If you heard yourself in this story, you're not alone. And your love story doesn't have to be over either. Maybe you're the woman who's tired of overgiving. Maybe you're the person who freezes around attraction. Maybe you're in a good relationship that no longer feels fully alive. That's exactly why I created Hot Love Summer inside the Love Field. It's a 3-month immersive experience for singles, couples, and everyone in between who want to practice love in real time, not just learn about it. Through relationship labs, embodiment experiences, flirting challenges, constellations, community, and real-world experiments, you'll become the match for bold love. You can learn more at violetlang.com/thelovefield. If you're listening after enrollment closes, you can always reach out about private coaching. And if you're inspired to create your own next chapter, I've created a free experience called Real Love Happens. It's 10 days of reflection prompts, inspiration, and bold little dares inspired by these stories. You can join at violetlang.com/real. Real love happens because happily ever after isn't something you find, it's something you build. One choice, one risk, one courageous conversation at a time. And I believe your love story is just getting started.